M6, another great podcast for you. Today we've got Bree with us, and she's going to be helping us talk a little bit about whether college has become some kind of a money-making scam these days. So, it is graduation season after all, well, just recently, and there's an interesting question that we have for us. What has happened to college in the 21st century? Has it become driven by dollars? So much now that it's actually qualifying as a scam, some kind of a dishonest scheme, a fraud. What's going on with the students entering college with the idea that the debt they're taking on and all the time that they're putting into it is going to somehow be an investment in their future so they can be successful? So the question is that what's happening? So Bree, what do you got for us?
Well, I am college educated myself, went to a four-year university and loved all of it. However, I do feel like me as well as my peers are sold a false dream that college equals job, success, and money, and it doesn't. You can, of course, it looks good, and everybody likes to say that, oh, I graduated from here or there, I have this degree, that degree. Yeah. But at the end of the day, there's I don't know the exact percent, but I know that there is a large percent of students graduating today who are not working in or who don't have a job and or do not have a job in their field. The most common thing is not having a job in your field. So you got a whole degree, but you're working in a totally different career path.
Well, hold on. Since you mentioned statistics, I have a few for you, which I'll throw in, and we can kind of turn that into it a little bit. We have some statistics here that tell us that a little more than half of all college students graduate with a degree, period. So the other ones don't. They drop out. Less than 40% graduate in the standard 4 years. And almost one quarter are working in jobs that do not require a degree at all. So put that in the mix and, you know, share some more about how you think people have been sold, basically, on the idea that college is where it's at, and the college industry has really marketed themselves and positioned themselves where if you don't have what they're offering, you can't make it or you're less than.
Well, thank you for those numbers, because that actually was about what I was thinking for the number of people working outside of their field. But it surprises me how many of those jobs don't need a college degree at all. That right there, you can go right from high school with the right training. I mean, high schools nowadays, you can do so much and get so much knowledge, experience, internships,
yes, definitely,
et cetera, that you can go right into the workforce with no problem.
Right.
I mean, even taking like AP courses and things like that, you're getting college level classes and education without the money.
Absolutely.
And so like having, I mean, just working, like I'm a teacher, and I feel like, of course, a teacher needs to have a degree. However, even in the teaching field, somewhere where you think that, you know, you do need to go to school to learn how to educate youth, there are a lot of teachers who are entry-level, lateral entry, meaning they still have they still take classes, they still go and get certified. However, they go in a lesser degree program in terms of money. Like, they're not paying as much,
yeah.
It's less school time, and you're still doing the same exact thing. You're still as qualified as I am. You still get paid the same than someone who, you know, went through a four-year degree program and has a bunch of debt to show for it. You could also come in to the teaching profession through a test. You could be an English major, a math major, a social studies major. And if you would decide that you want to actually teach with that degree, there are a few steps that you take to do that.
Wow.
So then in general, that's just my field. And so I'm sure that there's many different ways to get into fields of other occupations in that same way. Like a lot of different pathways that don't equal necessarily a college degree, but you're getting the same money, same credentials, and same hiring opportunities.
And even, it's interesting too, because, you know, decades gone by, internships, apprenticeships, these were where people really learned on the job training, you know, not in a classroom where it's theoretical or philosophical, you know, where you actually got on the ground and you did the work that you were trying to do. And I'm definitely starting to feel like all of the general education courses that are required, it seems that through the years it's just expanded more and more and more to the point where if I know what I want to do at the age of 18, 19, and I go to school and I want to learn, you know, to be a researcher, for example, why am I spending 2 years and $20,000, $40,000, $60,000 so that I can learn about the history of art and I can learn about, you know, math and English, how to write a 25-page thesis paper before I can learn how to measure liquid in a test tube? Like, I don't understand that.
And I completely agree with that. I don't understand those the level of general classes that are needed or required for kids to or students to graduate from college in a program that has nothing to do with biology or math, college algebra. And while these things are important in your field of work, the relevance of those things will show themselves, and you will learn what you need to for those particular subjects. I don't think it's necessary for you to spend money and credits and hours and studying and books for things that are, you've already reviewed in high school.
Exactly.
And then also that are irrelevant to any of your schooling. It also takes away from fun classes or classes that would actually be more beneficial to you in life. Your required classes in college are not teaching you how to do life at all.
Exactly. And then that dropout rate that we quoted earlier, some of the reason I suspect it's so high is because if I've already taken all these classes in high school, especially if I took any AP or higher level learning, and now you're going to tell me in college I have to take the same kind of stuff 2.0 basically before I can even get to the good stuff, you know, which is what I really have an interest in, perhaps I'm just going to be like, forget it. I'm just going to drop out. I want money. I want to make some money, and I don't want to spend any time doing history, science, math, high school stuff again.
And unfortunately, even after doing that, a lot of people drop out once they get to their major and realize that's not what they want to do. You spent all that time to get to you work to your junior year or wherever it is that your credits start being towards your actual major, and then you realize that this is not what I want to do at all. And if you don't have another idea, that's a good time that sometimes people call it quits for now, which turns into never.
That's a really good point, because it is at that point, I don't know what else to do, so what
should
I do?
I'm going to take a break.
Yeah. And you know what? If they were given the opportunity as young 18 and 19-year-olds, and they were allowed to jump out there and try things that they really feel sparked to try, I think we would have a lot more success. Of course, the colleges would make a lot less money, and maybe that's what this is all about anyway, is before you get to do what you want to do, you have to do what we say to do, and you have to pay to do it first.
Yes, and I'm not sure what exactly goes into the pricing of colleges, because like of private university versus a public university, out-of-state tuition, in-state tuition. I'm not sure the exact breakdown. Yes, they give you a bill, and they tell you this goes there, that goes. But like in all honesty, how is it not all colleges are the same?
Yeah.
Minus maybe resource costs.
Right.
Depending on your campus.
Right.
But other than that, I don't understand that a already built university, how it's different than any other university, the prices can vary so drastically, even from a state school within the same state.
Right.
And like accreditation and things like that, okay. However, I don't feel like that should make the difference. Like the student themselves are no different. If I graduated top of my class at UNC versus top of my class at another school in the state, it really doesn't matter that you graduate from this school and I graduate from this school. We have top degrees from universities.
Right. Unless, of course, you've spent a lot of time marketing your name and branding yourself to mean more than what somebody else's would mean, even though it's the piece of paper, the degree is the same degree. But if we've marketed it, maybe it means something else, which takes us back again to that whole money making, you know, what is going on?
And sports, unfortunately.
True.
That plays a big factor in the popularity of the school.
True.
Credentials as well, but if you have a good sports team, basketball, football,
right,
especially, then that's going to carry a lot of weight and people will be willing to go to that school for those things. So then there's also the question of how tied should athletics be to college tuitions? I know that they have separate booster clubs and different things for that, but how intertwined are they really? Where is this money? What is the point in having, like, the college players don't even get paid.
Right.
So,
gosh, that's a whole nother discussion.
It is, but there's a lot of floating money, and nobody seems to find it anywhere else. So even once we graduate college, a big problem I find also is you go to get a job, and you might find one. So if you're the lucky percent who actually finds a job in your field, the money that you're making is like, why did I spend this much time and money in school to make a salary that to me is comparable to something I could have worked up to from high school.
Yeah.
And experience. At least have experience too. Right.
Right. True. And that, again, that goes back to the universities that are offering these majors that are not really sustainable in the real world. So they're offering majors that will give you a career in a field that pays less than what you paid for to get the degree. So there's no sustainability there because you're always going to owe all this money from the degree, but you're only making, say, you know, $45,000, $50,000 a year, and you owe 100 and some odd thousand. It's not realistic.
And I think that also goes for jobs whose salaries are typically not that much, like teaching, for an example, across this country, teachers are not known to make a lot of money.
Yes,
and even if, you live in a different state and you make the $30,000 more than a teacher in a state across the country, we have to also look at things like standard of living.
Of course.
You're making that extra $30,000 so that you can still live your life the same way
comparable.
That the other teacher is.
Right.
And but the difference, if I go to Harvard and get my education degree, that does make no difference for my salary.
Exactly. Exactly.
But the amount of debt that I have, but the thing is, like you were saying, they set you're giving a degree program for education from Harvard,
right?
Which sounds amazing, except that everybody knows there's no way I'm ever paying that Harvard back by being an educator, but you're graduating classes of educators every single year.
Right. As if that's going to make a difference when it comes time to pay back.
Right.
So, I mean, there's a lot going on here, and we've just given you some things to think about, and hopefully it'll spark some conversations for you with friends, coworkers, just, you know, keep you thinking. We always want the mind moving and thinking and keeping the intellect up. So we'll kind of close it out just knowing that, you know, with the current track record of college attendees that are not completing their degree program, they're dropping out maybe even within the first year. They're changing majors multiple times, maybe graduating with low-wage earnings from their degree with a large, large tuition bill to pay. School loans to pay. We're looking at all these things and we're asking, would these kinds of things end? Could the results be considered successful in any other field? We ask you, could the automotive industry survive if cars all look good, made you feel amazing, but were unreliable to get you to your destination? Probably not. So is the same holding true for college these days? So take that, give it a thought, and make sure you let us know what you think. Drop some comments so we can hear from you.